Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
I've been trying to figure out how to, well, move my own career forward, and maybe the whole information security industry, because that's the industry that I'm in. And over the last couple of years, I've been doing these engagements with customers, and the goal is to try and come up with a plan to improve an organization's security posture over the course of a few years. And since I work for Checkpoint, some of that involves Checkpoint products. Fine, I mean that goes without saying, but I'm thinking a little bit bigger, right? I mean, and this is something that I think that it has nothing to do with Checkpoint, but thinking about how to move the industry forward and how to get more organizations thinking about the stuff and how can we be more secure so that we're not having nearly as many incidents as get publicly advertised on a regular basis. We don't want to be on the front page of the New York Times kind of thing, right? So how do we do that, right? And what I've realized is that in a lot of these conversations, I'm talking to the technical people. And while the technical people can debate and discuss how they think they should do something, right? What security mechanisms are better than others? I think there's general agreement that something more needs to be done, right? That we're not doing enough collectively to make our businesses, make our organizations, and make ourselves more secure in the sense that our data isn't being leaked out and used against us or whatever. Right. And that's the challenge is that are the people that make the decisions don't necessarily see the value of it. They don't understand all this science, all this technology, all this information security stuff. And, I hate to say it. I mean, we as information security professionals don't collectively do a good job of speaking executive language and being able to tell them exactly, what it is, why is this important, right? It's maybe they understand it's important, but what the technical people don't know or maybe don't know how to do is ask the questions to find out what's important to the business, right? Why are we in business? I mean, I think it's important to do that. What are the business objectives, and then how do these information security initiatives that the technical people come up with, how are they relating to those business goals and objectives, right? And are they actually doing those things, right? And a lot of the technical people I talk to don't really have a sense for what their management expects, right? And when I ask information security professionals, how do their bosses rate them, right? How do they know that they're doing their job, right? Most organizations that I've talked to anyway say, don't get breached, right? That's the basic message that they're given, right? They're not really, and I don't think there's any agreed upon metric even to say, are you more secure or less secure? And I don't know that that's the right question to ask, but it's like, are we improving our posture, right? Are we protecting the assets the way that we think we need to protect them? Are we mitigating the risk, right? You're never going to eliminate risk, but you certainly can mitigate it substantially. And so, what I've actually come up with, I think, and I'm not quite ready to share all the details of it just yet, but the idea is that I've created a framework through which an organization could potentially analyze itself and say, this is, these are the issues that we have, right? And these are the, this is the relative risk of this particular, of the current posture, the current state of affairs. And then, how do we fix it, right? And then, and rate it, and be very succinct about it and very, and have, color codes, right? Because executives like color codes. Ultimately, it's instead of just like going, oh my God, the sky is falling, right? Which sometimes technical people do. It's taking a rational look at what you're doing and saying, hey, and being honest. It's like, because just because something could happen, what's the impact of that to the business? It may not be that big, right? So maybe if since you can't do everything, right? That may be an area you maybe focus a little less on because the impact to the business of a failure in that area may not be so big. Now, of course, we can always be wrong, right? And so things can happen. And so, any sort of framework or anything, right, is going to be going to need to be massaged or modified a little bit. But the idea is that You want to be able to, in very simple terms, be able to tell an executive where the issues are, how it aligns, and then and what you need to do to fix it, and oh, by the way, how it aligns with the business, right? And that might, and that makes it, I think it makes it very easy for everybody involved to say, these are the things we really, of all of the 80 things that we could be spending our time, money, energy fixing or making more secure, these are the areas that we probably need to focus on because they're going to have the biggest impact to the business, right? And you know, my brief conversations with executives, I think that's a, those are good things, right? Is to be able to contextualize for them in very simple terms, right? We don't need to get into the technical details of how something is implemented necessarily, but where are the gaps? How does that relate to the how does that impact the business? And what can we do? How much is it going to cost? Both in terms of money and people power, and how does that improve, how does that achieve business objectives? And, most of what I see in here is the technical people aren't having those conversations with the executives. That's really what it comes down to. And I think in order to move information security forward, I think collectively we need to do that. And I know I'm not the first person to say this, and I probably won't be the last person to say it. But the one thing I can do, I think, to move my career forward, and that I'm trying to do, with the engagements I'm doing, is to raise the level of conversation about it. Is to work harder to understand that executive language and be able to speak to it and be able to ask those questions. What's important to the business? Because I think if we collectively do that, we might be able to make a difference here. And it's not necessarily about the technology or the use this to solve it, right? Let's understand what the business needs are, and then look at the potential list of things that might be able to solve that, and then go at it that way rather than, oh, look, I've got to have the latest shiny thing. And I think that's what I see happening in the industry is a lot of people are adopting tools, and yes, they're probably needed in some cases, but they're adopting the tools because they got the marketing message, not because they looked at their business and went, hey, look, we really need that. Or no, maybe we don't, right? Because we mitigate these things in other ways, or it's not as important to our business to do that. We have other bigger issues that we can mitigate for much less cost, right? Doing some other things. So this is a complex topic, and it's something that I've been thinking about, writing about over the last several days and weeks. And as I say, I'm thinking about it in terms of my own career. What can I do to propel that conversation forward? And I suspect I'll be talking about it more or blogging about it more as I get some of those thoughts solidified and worked through. But the idea is that for things to be better, right? We need to increase our competency at having conversations with people that make decisions, right? And I'm talking about I'm talking about the executives and organizations. I'm talking about just even in yourself, right? What's important, right? Because there's so many there's so many things that could go wrong. But if you're not protecting the things that are the most important, then all that great technology necessarily doesn't matter. But that's I kind of rambled on here for a bit longer than I thought I would. But this is what's been keeping me going the last couple of weeks, I guess, as I've been traveling around and thinking and trying to figure out how can I be better? How can I how can I make my mark in the world and I think there's going to be a lot more to come out of this, but this is what's driving me right now. And I'm hoping that maybe some other people will catch up or at least start thinking about this. And if you're going to your organizations and trying to, improve your information security, find out what's important to the business. That's the best piece of advice I give. And I still haven't figured out exactly, all the answers to how to do that, but that's what I need to do right now. That's how I need to raise my game.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.